Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat at 708 is down 9. Soft December wheat is 665 and a quarter, down 11 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 1372 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters. September, 1239 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. And November, 1197, down 9 and a quarter. August soybean meal, 433.20, down 190. September, 401.10, down 290. August soybean oil, 42.46, up 37. September, 42.58, up 31. August live cattle, 121.12 and a half, down 32 and a half. August feeder cattles, 154.27 and a half, up 85. And August lean hogs, 97.90, they are up 32 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Both December corn and November beans have made new lows today for their moves. Where would you like to start technically?
Well, anytime you make new moves for the move, tells you that the trend is being reinforced, and in this case, down. Now, technically, the market is terribly oversold, but when you're into a growing season situation like we're in, a lot of these technical indicators will jam on you. If crop conditions are perceived as getting bigger, a lot of times they'll jam on you on the downside. If it's perceived that the crop is getting smaller, they jam on you on the upside. So a lot of your technical indicators to kind of determine whether or not you're overbought or oversold don't work real well when you're kind of in the growing season mode of a crop. And in this case, with the weather forecast calling for at least a decent shot at some rain activity across the Corn Belt, that is what's pressuring the markets here today. If Iowa would happen to, pick up some meaningful rain amounts, and that's the state that everybody's probably worried about the most, because they've definitely been on the dry side. If they would pick up some good rains with the cooler temperatures, that will go a long ways in getting that crop pollinated. The trade already feels pretty good about the eastern crop. So we're taking 1 week at a time. Everything's late, later than average. But that is kind of what's working the corn and soybean market here today. On the demand side, we had some very decent new crop corn sales on both corn and beans, selling over 1 million tons of each, which is supportive, but at least at this point when the trade is trying to determine what size of crop it is and what kind of balance sheet USDA is going to give us here in another week or so, the trend is down, and it's only going to take a weather pattern shift to something adverse or a big surprise, you know, maybe in the export market to shift that trend to something other than being down.
Therefore, we have to look at potential downside targets. I suppose technicians might look in December corn at the 450 level as a first stop.
Well, that's what the monthly charts would indicate, that 4.50, then 4.25, and then maybe $4. Whether or not that's going to be in the December chart or whether it'll be in the September chart, I don't think that's going to happen immediately unless USDA throws us a real huge number on the 12th. That'll be a slow process if we go down that far. But we'll see what happens this afternoon. We have the first private estimate. I guess FC Stone is out this afternoon. Informa Economics, I guess, is maybe out Friday. Those two guys or two firms kind of lay the groundwork. Everybody kind of takes the average of those two guys, and that's kind of the over and under on that. There's going to be a whole slew of other private types, but they don't carry much weight. These are the two that will carry the most weight, and that, like I said, take an average of those two, and then you kind of fasten your seatbelt and you see what USDA does. Now, these guys aren't likely to adjust acres. I don't think FC Stone's going to adjust any acres. Informa Economics might adjust acres, but USDA is going to see some acreage adjustments, especially in soybeans. The only question is were they surveyed on the soybeans? Will they spot that they need to do some changes in the corn? That would be the only question at this point. But most feel that the weather has been favorable enough that it's difficult to see USDA back off of their current yield estimate, which I think is 156.5. So, you know, anything above 150 build stocks, and that is just kind of viewed as bearish, at least at this point in the marketplace.
And then in the November soybeans, it does appear that it's a foregone conclusion, at least traders seem to indicate, that we're going to be making new lows for the year pretty soon.
Well, it's all about this rain. If this rain comes through as what some weather forecasters are calling for, that will go a long ways in giving these beans some moisture that are in the pod setting stage, and then that will kind of shore up, you know, bean production as we go eastward. There's still a long ways to go on some of these beans, but anytime you get a good August rain, it's going to be beneficial. And that's, you know, we'll see what kind of rain totals we get tomorrow morning or by Friday morning over a two-day event. We're down right against the April lows that we had. The April low here is 11.86.5. This morning so far we've been down to 11.92. So we are within a nickel or so of that low, and we'll see whether or not the market takes it out today or waits until after they see what kind of rain totals we get across the Corn Belt.
And it does appear then, with all this action, that we're going to a carrying market, and it's telling producers store.
It's telling producers what?
To store.
Well, I don't know if it's telling them to store or not. It's telling them that they're not going to get as high as price as what was offered 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
Not at harvest.
We'll have to see. I mean, like I said, we got a long ways to go yet. The cooler the normal pattern probably increases the chances that we could have an early frost. How early, that could have a big impact in overall production. So there's still some things around that can kick this thing to the upside.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick, September corn, 489 3/4, down 9 1/4. December, 467 1/2, down 11 1/4. August beans, 1372, down 2. And November, 1194 1/4, down 12. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.